Next in our step-by-step guide to the Ohio eviction process from a landlord's point of view, we're going to talk about the hazards of not filing as per Section 1923.04. What does that mean, Eric?
Section 1923.04 is the Ohio eviction statute, and it describes the statutory process for an eviction. Now, you can do evictions without resorting to the filing and the statute just by locking the tenant out when he goes off to work, but that's what's called a self-help eviction. And those are specifically prohibited by Ohio Revised Code 5321.15. And you can get in all sorts of trouble there. You can get zapped for attorney's fees, actual damages, all sorts of things if you do a self-help eviction. Now, there's more to self-help evictions than just displacing the tenant from possession. It's also, if you were to cut off the utilities while the tenant was in possession, that would also constitute a self-help eviction. If you were to do anything that would deny the tenant access to the premises or to even a part of the premises, that would be a self-help eviction. Further yet, if you were to even threaten to do this, if you were to even threaten to turn off the utilities, to lock the tenant out, that also is a violation of 5321.15. So all of these things can get you into a lot of trouble, and there's many sad tales of landlords who have emailed tenants threatening to toss their stuff out and lock them out over the weekend if such and such doesn't happen. And now the tenant comes into court with that email, and the landlord is just pretty much sunk on that.